Well, the Israeli prime minister has once again threatened Palestinians over the alleged disappearance of three Israelis in the occupied West Bank. Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed the disappearances on Hamas. Now, Hamas denies any involvement. More in this report on Israel's motives for raising such allegations.
Tel Aviv is stepping up its rhetoric over the alleged disappearance of three Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli prime minister has spoken over the issue.
Israel will act in all ways under its province, in all ways under our control, to bring home the three kidnapped teenagers. Israel will act against the kidnappers and their terrorist sponsors and comrades.
Israeli forces have abducted 80 Palestinians, including members of the resistance movement Hamas, as a part of what they call a research campaign for the three teenage settlers. Tel Aviv says the Israelis have gone missing in the occupied West Bank since a few days ago. The Israeli forces have completely sealed off the city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, and raided many homes there. Israel says the teenagers disappeared on Thursday near a settlement north of the city. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Hamas of kidnapping them.
A Hamas terrorist carried out Thursday's kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers. We know that for a fact. These teenagers were kidnapped, and the kidnapping was carried out by Hamas members. Hamas denials do not change this fact.
Hamas has condemned his comments.
Netanyahu's statements are silly. We believe the latest extensive arrests of Hamas leaders, legislators, and ministers are aimed at breaking the will of the Hamas movement in the West Bank. We affirm that the arrests will not succeed in achieving the aim of the Israelis and that the Israeli regime will be fully responsible for any escalation.
Israel is angry with Palestinians both in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip as they have agreed to form a national unity government.
Instead of abiding by his international obligation to disarm Hamas, President Abbas has chosen to make Hamas his partner. Israel holds the Palestinian Authority and President Abbas responsible for any attacks against Israel that emanate from Palestinian-controlled territory.
Analysts say Israel is using the alleged abduction as a pretext to pressure Palestinians. In the past, Israel launched numerous attacks on the West Bank and Gaza after accusing Palestinians of similar actions. Since late 2008, Tel Aviv has launched two offensives against Gaza alone, killing large numbers of people, mostly civilians. Gaza, under Israeli siege since 2007, has also been hit by airstrikes during the period. The West Bank has also been under Israeli pressure. Israel has launched many incursions into the territory while having set up hundreds of checkpoints there.
Well, let's cross over to Gaza, joined by Professor Hani Al-Bassous from the Islamic University of Gaza. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Bassous. What do you make of this situation? We have seen Netanyahu and others coming out condemning Hamas for this kidnapping, and yet we see Hamas officials continuing to deny that it has taken place. Your perspective, what's the differences in these two? Do you think that it would be in Hamas's favor right now to kidnap these teenagers, or how do you see it?
Well, the situation is complicated and it's ambiguous, as the Israeli military forces cannot understand well what is happening. They understand the fact that three Israeli teenagers have been kidnapped, but you cannot find them, no information, at the same time, no evidence that Hamas or the Islamic Jihad have abducted them. So the Israeli military forces believe that Hamas, as the strongest military force in Gaza and in the West Bank, is the only force can take such a step and kidnap Israeli teenagers. But at the same time, Hamas have denied completely, somehow, I can't say even completely, Hamas somehow denied such an event, and did not want to talk about such situation. It's a sensitive situation in which the Israeli army want to know exactly where those teenagers are, and trying to push Hamas and its leaders to the corner and asking for more information about where about those teenagers are. I think the Israeli army last night, after they attacked the Gaza Strip by airstrikes, they wanted to push Hamas and the Islamic Jihad to take the responsibility on such abduction of the teenagers. At the same time, even in the West Bank, the Israeli military forces have abducted more than 80 Palestinians, some of them women and some of them members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. So it's for them, it's okay, they can abduct, they can kidnap any Palestinian and for long as long as it takes. But when it comes for the Palestinian people who kidnap an Israeli soldier or three Israeli soldiers, this is prohibited, this is banned, this is not allowed. And the Israeli government have been calling the international community to put more pressure on the Palestinian Authority and calling for Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority chief, to exclude Hamas completely from the government, the unity government. And I think this can be used as a pretext by the Israeli occupation forces to launch more attacks and offenses against the Gaza Strip and against the West Bank and to build more Israeli settlement. We understand the fact what's happening in the West Bank, that Israel has building its settlements for the past few years. Do not want peace. They want to arrest more Palestinian people. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have stability or even security. All what they want is to achieve their own security and stability for the Israelis at the expense of the Palestinian people. When it comes to such situation today, 3 days ago, three Israeli teenage settlers were kidnapped and or disappeared. No one knows exactly where they are, but Israel accuses Hamas because most likely they want to take a step to escalate the situation in Gaza.
All right, Mr. Basu, so sorry, we're out of time, but I appreciate you being with us. From Islamic University of Gaza, Hanna Al-Basu, out of Gaza.